Hey everybody, this is Joseph Hasek of barnburner.ca and welcome to the Barn Burner Radio Network. Our more than twice daily, even on the weekends, fired up show is available on 114 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app, and download our app available on iOS and Android. Barn Burner, just go to the Recession Store, search OSG Sports, search Barn Burner, download it all.
Download it all.
Welcome to another edition of College Gridiron with the Hall of Famer, John Freeman Nelson of OSG Sports. We're going to look at the top 25 games here. Let's begin in your home state, number 3 ranked Georgia up against Arkansas State.
Yeah, this one, it's going to be an emotional game for a lot of folks. The head coach for Arkansas State lost his wife to cancer, to breast cancer, and he was out from the team's first game. But he came back and kind of surprised the team last week and was there for them then. But it was interesting that one of the guys that handles the Bulldogs fighting breast cancer account was seeing the story about Coach Anderson, and it's like, well, you know, hey, why don't we have everybody wear pink for the game in Athens? And so that's what's going to happen. Everyone has called for anybody and everybody to wear pink in support of the coach and his fight and his family's fight. So I thought that was a really classy move by the University of Georgia. And, you know, you look at the number and you get the, you know, you look at it all and you're sitting there going, okay, I figured Georgia's probably going to cover, but this is a day where it means a little more than just X's and O's. So it's, Georgia shouldn't have any problems with Arkansas State. They have been pesky in the past, but I think that Georgia handles the game, but it's a game that's more than just what we're going to see on the field.
Ohio State 6th ranked against Indiana.
Blowout city. And, you know, when you're looking at what the FOX network is trying to do with their Big Noon Saturday show, I mean, it is meant to be something that is there to promote their Big Ten games, and it's doing a good job so far. But, you know, you're looking at Ohio State and Indiana. Indiana can be, you know, a 6-6 team fairly consistently. Ohio State, I think that you're going to continue to see what we've seen from them in the past, where against, you know, Florida Atlantic, you'll sit there and you wonder where all the offense is. But I think that you're going to see a very vanilla start to things. Ohio State started 13.5 with the total 57.5. The line's moved up to 18. I think they cover the 18, but I think most of the scoring comes from Ohio State. Justin Fields will continue to impress, but a lot of folks are going to sit there and talk about the points left off the board as to how well Ohio State handled Indiana.
All right, so let's get to some rapid fire here. 13th ranked Penn State up against Pittsburgh. What do you think?
Penn State 17-53. I'm looking at Penn State probably covering. Pittsburgh average at best. So let's just go Penn State by default to cover, and I don't know if they get to the total.
Notre Dame up against New Mexico.
Yeah, the return of Bob Davey to South Bend. This is not going to be pretty. The line, the number has gone up. The line has gone down. Started 37-59, and it's now 34.5, 35, and the number is 63 or 64.5 in some places. This one is going to be pretty bad. I don't know if they get to the number, but I think that Notre Dame does cover that big number.
Alabama, South Carolina, why? You know who's
Alabama 25.5 and 61. I think that they'll get to that number. I don't think they get to the total. I think that they do cover. It's going to be a big number. Although Ryan Helinski's the story out of South Carolina. If you don't know the story about Helinski's hope and his older brother, who was a quarterback at Washington State who committed suicide, there's an angel on his shoulder right now. And now that he's getting starts because of Jake Bentley's injury, it's definitely a fantastic story coming out of the fairgrounds in Columbia, but I think Alabama does cover. It's going to be a long day.
This should be a closer affair. 17th ranked UCF against Stanford.
Yeah, and it's one of those fun ones that you look at when you're setting your schedules together and you're going, okay, this one's interesting. But Central Florida in Orlando, the line started at 6-58. It's up to 8 or 9 and 60.5, 61. I think Stanford covers. I think Central Florida wins. I think the further, the more points, obviously, that Central Florida puts on the board, I think if Stanford has it their way, that they're going to want something in the 20s. But I think that the more that Central Florida keeps possession and puts points on the board, the closer they get to the total. I don't think they get to the total, and I think that Stanford does cover, but Central Florida does win.
All right, let's get to USC up against BYU.
Biggest story out of the weekend for USC was the resignation of Lynn Swann after 3+ years as being athletics director. And it's been a mess the last couple of years when you look at what's been happening with Southern Cal, both on the field and off. USC, the line hasn't moved a whole lot. 4-point favorite heading into Provo, but the line has exploded. Went from 51 to 56 to 56.5, 55.5, 56.5. I don't know if they get to the number. I think USC does win, though.
Michigan State, Arizona State.
And you wonder, really, this is one of those early season tests that Herm Edwards wants at Arizona State, but they're having to do it in East Lansing. The line started at 11.45. It's up to 14.5. And the number has dropped, which means they don't think that Arizona State's going to get a whole lot of points in the deal. So you're looking at something 28-14-ish. I'm guessing that now with the line being down, I would take the over. Arizona State probably with a backdoor cover. I think that Michigan State obviously wins outright, but I think that Arizona State probably covers that 2 touchdown.
Iowa State.
This one's going to be fun. This is where the Four Letter Network has their pregame show on Saturday, and Ames, Iowa will, in fact, shut down. It's going to be a fun one because it's been a long time since both of these teams have been this good, both top 25ers, and the line has changed. Initially with it in Ames, Iowa State started out as a 1-point favorite. It has shifted 3 points, and so Iowa State is now 1.5 to 2-point favorite in Ames. The total has plummeted, started at 47, went down to 42.5. I think that you're looking probably at the over. I would take Iowa State to win outright and take the over here.
All right, I want to get to this one because I want to, you know, for who. Number one, Clemson up against Syracuse.
And the number started 26 and 57. It hasn't changed all that much. The line has exploded. I don't know if Clemson gets to the 64-65 that we're currently seeing. They probably do cover. I don't see Syracuse scoring a whole lot of points here. So it would mean that Clemson would be very one-sided. I think Clemson covers that big 27.5 to 28 number. I don't think they get to 65.
All right. And the last game we're going to look at, number 5th rank, Oklahoma versus UCLA.
UCLA is in a shambles right now. A lot of folks are wondering just how much time Chip Kelly is going to have at UCLA because of just how poor they are on the field. Oklahoma started out 19.5, 66.5, and it's now exploded up to 23, 23.5, and 72 or 73 your total. I don't know if they get to the number. I think Oklahoma covers. I think that this week, as you and I are talking things out, you're going to see a lot of ranked teams with a lot of high spreads, and they're going to cover them all. I just don't think they get to the total in the mid-70s. I think that Oklahoma does get the Duke, though, and they do cover that 23.
That's John Freeman Nelson of OSG Sports in Atlanta. John, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Easiest ways on the Twitter is at OSG Nelson. Don't forget to like, follow, and friend along at OSG Sports on Facebook, on Twitter, and on our YouTube channel. TheOnlineSportsGuys.com for all the news that's fit to print. When Phil feels like he needs to vent his spleen, that's where you go to get all of his op-eds. And the programming that we have, don't forget to download the OSG Sports app for all the college football programming that we have, rivalries, trophy games, debriefs, and reviews, right there for you, iOS and Android.
Thanks a lot, John.
Anytime, my friend.